More storms on the way. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. California's already suffered the deadly impact of six atmospheric river storms, with at least three more forecasted to hit by next Wednesday.
Over 300 reports of flooding coming into various National Weather Service offices across the state. Heavy rains have drenched much of the state, with Santa Barbara and Ventura counties hit especially hard as they saw over 15 inches of rain in higher elevations. Several rivers have reported record high water levels. The National Weather Service in Los Angeles calling this the most impressive storm to strike the area in nearly 20 years. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office said the series of powerful storms has claimed the lives of at least 17 people, which is more than wildfires over the past 2 years combined.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Police in Paris say a knife-wielding man attacked several people at the city's main train station this morning. French media reporting police shot and wounded the attacker, who injured at least six people. President Biden's back at the White House today after attending a leaders' summit in Mexico City. But those talks with Mexican President Obrador and Canadian President Trudeau likely won't be the big focus today, as Republican fury grows around the possibly classified documents found in Biden's former private office. At the summit, he told reporters,
"I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents."
Fox's Jill Nato with more on Republican reaction.
In light of former President Trump and the probe of documents found at his estate, Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells Fox's Hannity the president's behaving like a hypocrite.
They think the law doesn't apply to them.
House Republicans are asking U.S. Intel for a damage assessment on those documents.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Pentagon officially drops its COVID vaccination mandate, but a memo from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also gives commanders some discretion in how or whether to deploy troops who are not vaccinated. Fury and devastation in Belgium after Iran sentences an aid worker to 40 years in jail.
Iran says Olivier van der Castille is a spy who cooperated with the U.S. government. In Belgium, they see him as a hostage.
Obviously, family is completely devastated by the news.
That's his friend Olivier van Steertegem. They want the Belgian government to strike a deal and get him out of Iran. Tehran's been accused in the past of using foreigners and dual nationals as political bargaining chips, something it denies. Belgium summoned Iran's ambassador to explain the situation, condemning what it calls a fabricated series of crimes. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Texas executed a former cop yesterday who was convicted of hiring two people to kill his estranged wife, Farah, nearly 30 years ago. The 65-year-old Robert Frada had been a police officer in Missouri City, Texas. The Golden Globes honored actor and comedian Eddie Murphy during the awards ceremony last night in L.A. as organizers try to make a comeback after years of scandal. The Hollywood Foreign Press giving Murphy the Cecil B. DeMille Award for his career contributions. Murphy giving this advice for success.
Pay your taxes. Mind your business. And keep Will Smith's wife's name out your mouth!
The ceremony broadcast on NBC. And everyone gets another chance to become a billionaire. No one won last night's Mega Millions jackpot, so Friday's grand prize is worth an estimated $1.35 billion. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.